now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
One of my favorite TV shows is On the Agenda tonight with Jason Whiten from SpyVibe.com stopping by to talk about The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Speaking of spies, a story on the CIA and bananas, and a new book coming out that is centered around what I like to call Lady Jazz. Plus, swank advice on throwing parties for yourself. Should you or shouldn't you? Here's The Sad Salamanders and My Parents Are Swingers on The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
I just don't know where that.
The Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Nation with Lost Jimmy Shakers and the No-Tell Motel. What goes on there stays there.
Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation.
Hey everybody, today we're going to visit a small tailor shop in New York City, step into the dressing room, pull a secret latch, and enter the world of the United Network Command for Law Enforcement. That's right, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. made its debut in the fall of 1964, and along with Goldfinger, released during the same month in the UK, it helped launch the great 60s spy boom. That era experienced almost daily revelations of culture-shifting phenomena, as James Bond, The Beatles, and U.N.C.L.E. invited fans into a new adult world of international affairs, modern fashion and architecture, and cutting-edge technology. Even the U.N.C.L.E. gun was so fascinating, it received its own fan mail. 007 creator Ian Fleming helped during pre-production, contributing the name of its hero, Napoleon Solo. And like Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, U.N.C.L.E. envisioned an international effort to thwart evil, and Solo's Russian partner, Ilya Kuryakin, captured the hearts of young fans and appeared on endless covers of teen magazines. The tone of the first season was brilliant. Filmed largely on location in black and white, the early episodes crackled with cinema verite-like energy and dynamic action by directors like Richard Donner. The U.N.C.L.E. organization was thanked during the credits of each episode, leaving young fans to dream the cool adventures on the TV might be rooted in the real world of Cold War espionage. After the rise of Bond and U.N.C.L.E., Christmas toy catalogs made an instant shift from cowboys to the new youth obsession of the 60s, spies. Even today, U.N.C.L.E. fans talk into their pens, hoping to open Channel D. Jerry Goldsmith established the sound from U.N.C.L.E., and his music was jazzy, exciting, and romantic. The show itself went through changes in leadership, tone, and approach, as did the music, but Goldsmith's ideas continue to inform its identity. During U.N.C.L.E. Fever in 1965 came this driving version of the theme arranged by Hugo Montenegro. We'll see you back here with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
So stark wie ein Bär und sehr wie Tier ist 007. Und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation. Follow the lounge leader today.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low. Hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, harmonized. Heart seems light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown.
So too.
Almond eyes of brown. Hearts seem light and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown.
The Cocktail Nation.
Be lonely, you won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. Oh, you might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. No one, unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Whoa, 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 whoa. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for no. Nobody
Tenation with Lynn Stanley, Love Me or Leave Me. Play the high lows in there as well. Chinatown, my Chinatown, the best place for chop suey. Also Mel Henke and Little Rock Getaway. Check out Lounge Life magazine, got some great stories in there. Free to download via the Flipboard magazine. Retro stories for you to enjoy. And here's one for you. True story, how the CIA took down a democratically elected leader for the good of bananas. It's true. Declassified documents telling the story on this one. And also Kate Campbell and the Martini Kings have got a full-length album called Smile Out. You might like to check this one out. Maybe be part of it as part of a Kickstarter program they've got up on the go. So check it out today. Lounge Life Magazine. Links on my website, cocktailnation.net. And Layla Schifrin now. End of the Rainbow.
Cooper. So cool, his drinks don't need ice.
Cocktail Nation with Henry Mancini, and mostly for lovers, it's Coop Cooper with you. Lounge Leader on the website, cocktailnation.net.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
Here's one from Artie in Palm Springs who says, "Dear Coop, I know you take a dim view of people throwing birthday parties, but here's the thing. I've actually outlived most of my contemporaries, and I feel like maybe it's time for me to celebrate that. Is this wrong?" Look, Artie, I mean, you don't need to justify having a party for yourself, I suppose. And, you know, I'm not that harsh on the idea. I've never been comfortable throwing parties, birthday parties, for myself. I'm happy to host a party, but I don't want to throw one for myself. To me, it always seems a little bit weird, like you're a 10-year-old. And many might say that the adult birthday party is kind of a flagrant violation of the basic rules of hospitality, particularly since people are expected to bring a gift. I think the best thing is gather all your friends together, the ones that are still alive, host a party, cater the thing yourself, and if they bring you something, they bring you something. But at the end of the day, you get the opportunity to make a speech, to thank them all for coming there, and tell them why they've come to your apartment for this special party. Kind of a little bit more of an adult way of doing it. But hey, I don't need to tell you, you're 70 years old. Do check out the Swank Advice books on the Apple iTunes store. I've got the Swank Advice book for free. You can check it out today. Here's Lee Preston on the Nails. Coax Me a Little Bit on the Cocktail Nation.
Coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little, 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 little bit. Coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, if you wanna be a kid. Tell you what to say, here's what you gotta say. Pretty, 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 pretty please. I'm gonna pout a bit till you give out a bit, if you really insist. So, chatter me with your flattery. You know the reason why I'm teasing. What good is something that comes easy? Oh, love is grand if you understand. It all depends on when you begin, how soon I'm in your arms. So coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little, 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 little bit. Coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little, little bit more. Me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little, 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 little bit. Coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, if you wanna be kissed. I'll tell you what to say, here's what you gotta say. Pretty, 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 pretty please. I'm gonna pout a bit till you give out a bit, and you really insist. So tell me, honey lamb, just how sweet I am. Whisper soft and sweet and gentle, 'cause you know I'm sentimental. I like what you say, so you say what you like. My heart alone will tell me if you rate the love you're waiting for. So coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little, 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 little bit. A little, a little, little bit more.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, you got the pipes for it.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Coop.
Sound and I feel the earth move on the Cocktail Nation. Have you heard about the Hartmann Company? They've joined forces with us here at the Cocktail Nation to bring quality men's products to Cocktail Nation listeners. All you need to do is use the code name COOP, that's K-O-O-P, when ordering, and you will receive a discount of 10%. Some of the best hair products and skin products, so check it out today. The Hartmann Company, that's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. The website to go to, The Hartmann Company. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N company, thehartmanncompany.com. Here's the Naughty Ones and a Harlem Nocturne on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. a man, a microphone, a dimly lit apartment, the Cocktail Nation.
With Nutty, Rumba with the Devil, also play the Naughty Ones, Harlem Nocturne and the SG Sound, I Feel the Earth Move. Some good news from James Spencer, good friend of the Cocktail Nation, that he's near completion of his new book called Jewels of Jazz, the undiscovered vocal gems of the 1950s to the 1960s. And the book's going to contain over 200 entries with bios of artists and of the period, as well as in-depth interviews, artists such as Sue Rainey, Lola Albright, Barbara Carroll and many, many more. Looking forward to this one. We'll catch up with James Spencer to find out more about this book in the coming weeks. Let's take a look at the What a Swank Gig Guide now for pasttimealbumclocks.com. And the Crown and Scepter are presenting Narco Lounge Combo, playing Friday the 3rd of November with face painting and tequila-fueled fun. Coming up in November at the Birdland, we've got the Django Reinhardt Festival in New York City. Martini King's playing a special Christmas show at the Ding Dong Devils. And 2018, Mr. Ho's Orchestronica playing February 25 at the Venice Performing Arts Center in Florida. For these gigs and lots more, check out the website cocktailnation.net. And here's Art Pepper. What is this thing called love on the Cocktail Nation?
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper, Metropole Orchestra, the OSS 117 theme. Neil Hefti in there as well, Cherry Point. Next week on the show, our drinks man Justin Cristaldi stops by to talk libations. I'm going to leave you with Nick Perita now and Mizzaloo. Stay here.